T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is a kids show, quote-unquote, that you find yourself loving as an adult? 833-287-1037. Apparently, Gilbert, new dad, about to become a dad again, I believe, loving the fact he's got a little baby boy and loving the fact he's latched onto his kids' TV shows.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, the animated movies and stuff, like, I love them. They're pretty good nowadays.
To translate, my friend, I do enjoy animated classic movies. Ha, 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 ha. They're delightful to watch.
He loves Puppy Dog Pals. He loves Mickey. He likes Paw Patrol.
Yeah, definitely does. But there's a lot of kids' shows that as adults we love, whether it's in secret or not.
I remember very vividly liking Sesame Street. I loved Sesame Street when I was a kid. So when Sesame Street was still as big, in fact, even bigger when my daughters were babies, with the Tickle Me Elmos and what was the guitar playing Elmo? Rock and Roll Elmo, right. And Elmo in general was the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I remember when I was getting ready, I used to work afternoon drive. So I would work, you know, the shift that Chemo works here on KSON. That's the shift I used to work. So I was lucky enough to be able to take Abby to school, to preschool. So I'd get her going every morning. And every morning at 8:40, Elmo would be on. Right. And every morning, I would actually remember if it was going to be a new Elmo or a repeat Elmo. Because they played those Elmo things incessantly. But I loved it. Mm-hmm. I love Sesame Street still. Mm-hmm. Are you into Sesame Street now that your kids...
We are full into Sesame Street. In fact, yesterday, I put on Sesame Street and I said, go play. And
you know what TV. Time it is?
No, not this one, no.
It's time for the letter of the day.
That's the letter of the day.
It's time for the letter of the day.
I guess this is one thing
I don't like Abby.
You don't like Abby?
Isn't that her name?
I don't know.
That one's named Abby.
You got a personal vendetta against one of the Muppets?
I think she's
What's wrong with you?
I don't like that
They're
song.
The Muppets.
I don't like that song.
Okay.
But
right.
I love the
okay,
rest
easy.
Of it. In fact, I cried watching Sesame Street
well,
the other day.
Well, you're a bit of a crier, but why? What happened?
They were talking to the autistic Muppet, Julia. Mm-hmm.
Julia, the autistic
yes.
girl.
Yes. She's so sweet. Uh-huh. And they were teaching her about getting a haircut.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
being so sweet with her, and it just made me cry because I loved it so much.
Yeah, Julia's an awesome character.
833-287-1037. What is something that you say is a kid's show, but you're guilty of watching? I mean, I got a whole list of things, man. Mm-hmm. How about this? iCarly. That's a kid's show.
Absolutely.
I love iCarly.
I love iCarly. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
So good.
It was well written. It was funny, well mm-hmm. acted.
Right. What were
not
the ones?
Stupid.
The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. when they got on the ship, that was bad.
Well, that was different.
But yeah, the hotel, Mr. Mosley.
I loved that show.
Mr. Mosby, I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to watch all those things with my kids.
Right.
833-287-1037. Let us know what, quote unquote, kids shows are actually shows that you love. And if it has to be in secret, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. We won't say your real name. 833-287-1037. Courtney is in Ramona. Courtney, what kids show do you actually love watching still?
So my daughter is almost 3 and we love watching Peppa the Pig together.
Peppa the Pig. That's
a
cute one.
Is she getting a British accent?
She is.
Little kids with British accents are awesome, by the way.
Apparently that's a big thing with Peppa the Pig is because it is British. A lot of kids are developing British accents after watching Peppa the Pig.
Because they copy things, you
that's
bet.
That's awesome. Catherine's in 4S Ranch. Hey, Catherine, what kids show do you love watching as an adult?
My guilty pleasure is Daniel Tiger. It's the only show that aww. I don't need to tune out. It has the best principles, and my kids like tune in and they really listen to it. So I love Daniel Tiger.
You know, nice. And I love the fact that they have kept that Mr. Rogers legacy going, especially after watching that documentary. I can't talk about how much I love that documentary.
Did you see it, honey?
I have not seen it yet, and I love documentaries. I don't have time with 3 kids.
Gotcha. I know.
Understood.
But I'll tell you what, you could actually watch this documentary with your children. It is so good.
Oh, okay, I will.
But just be prepared to cry.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's so good.
It really is good. Thank you for your call. Enjoy those kids.
Yeah.
Lauren's in Santee. Lauren, what's a kids show that you actually love watching?
I love watching Little Einsteins. My husband and I have noticed that even if our girls get up and walk away and we're watching Octonauts, we'll still continue to sit there.
Right.
You keep watching it. I know. I love it.
I mean, they have to, because you know what? Kids aren't idiots. Mm-hmm. They have to write smart television because kids have too many options today.
Exactly.
Ashley is also in Santee. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, Ashley. What kids show do you love to watch?
We love to watch King Julian on Netflix.
What is that?
So it's kind of a spin-off of Madagascar with all the animals, but this one really focuses on the lemurs.
Oh, who doesn't love lemurs?
Right. Oh, how about Zabumafu? Remember Zabumafu? Oh, the lemur? Oh.
Yes.
Hey, I used to watch that one when I was little.
Right, right? I know. We were thinking about doing a kids show that we hate as adults, but we all agree it's Caillou.
Oh, so yeah. That's the end of Caillou.
So very, very simple topic
totally
for that.
True.
Thanks for your call. Gina's in Eastlake. Hi, Gina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Gina. What kids show do you love to watch?
Okay, so Hannah Montana, guilty pleasure. And one day my kids came home, totally made fun of me because I was watching Hannah Montana without them.
That's awesome.
Same thing happened to me, but it was with iCarly.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes, and The Sweet Life, Zach and Cody, all those.
Yes.
I loved all those.
Yeah, exactly. I love all those old Disney shows.
Yep, me too. They did a good job with them. Now, if I'm going to go way back, though, the one really kid show that I used to love, probably more than my kids because they would end up getting up and walking away, was Bear in the Big Blue House. I love Bear.
I love the theme song.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And oh, yeah, all the songs are great.
Remember this, Tam?
Oh, yes.
Great music, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really talented rock musicians and stuff.
Welcome to the Blue House.
Hello, I'm the small mouse.
Things to do.
Fun for you.
Howdy from the big bear. Want some fun?
Here's where.
Just for you.
If I was in a bar for happy hour and a band was playing live music, you can put up a little bit, and they were playing this song,
right?
I'd be totally down.
Right.
I would be like, yeah.
It's very cool.
In fact, I just had a great idea. Happy hour band that just does TV jingles.
That would be fun.
I'm not even joking. I'm
being
very serious.
You could make a trivia game out of it, right?
Great idea.
I'm telling you. Oh, we're on to something here.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
All right, San Diego musicians, let's get this. Let's make this happen. Let's be the TV band. We'll just call ourselves the TV band. We'll play theme songs.
All right. You know people. You're a musician now, right?
Have I just come up with a great idea?
I think so.
Did I ruin that idea by putting it over the airwaves?
Well, unless you follow up with it. No, you're fine.
Okay.
Just follow up.
Thank you, Tammy, for that lesson.
It.
I appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.